Take off the slow. Then it's a rubber to make me go.
If you are just listening and not watching ECMO, Wabuza and I totally dance out to this song, you are missing something. So maybe I'll have to post this as its own separate TikTok of us dancing that hard to Beyonce, Break My Soul. Well, this has been quite the show. We have covered economics, immigration, history. We have touched a lot of different topics. But to close out the show, one of the many hats that you wear is being a public speaker and being hired to do public speaking. And I had seen that our mutual friends over at Social X Milwaukee had you moderate one of their panels that they had at their Inspire Her Wellness conference that I was not able to go to earlier this year. But the the name of your panel is so good. And I just wanted, in the minutes that we have left, hear what the major takeaways were, because for all the women listening, I think this is something that we constantly are trying to balance. But the name of the panel was How to Be Assertive Without Being Labeled a Bitch. And which I double checked, I can say on the air. because I would say in my... I have been fairly successful. I have worked in multiple male-dominated industries, but I think the Wisconsin female part of me, which is a big part of me, is like, I like to be liked. And so that is like, I am not always as... say it as I sugarcoat a lot of things sometimes, because, and it's not even just with men, it's just in general, I like to be liked. And so that, I think, for anyone who... navigates not even just the workspace, right? Social spaces of how to be, how to make your voice heard without being labeled difficult. We'll say that. So what'd you learn in moderating that panel?
Yeah, so first things first, you know, the problem we sort of established, the problem is a lot less women and it's more just social issues, right? Because a lot of the things, and this isn't new, this is, you know, time tested, that a lot of the things women do, if our male counterparts do it, it doesn't get the same negative response. So part of it was just ownership of that, right? Be aggressive. That's a poor way of putting it. Be assertive, own it, and dominate. And it's, you know, you, do you want to be a thermometer or do you want to be a thermostat, right? A thermometer reads the room, a thermostat sets the temperature, right? And be a thermostat. And sometimes that requires you to dig your heels in, and that requires you to, you know, lay things on a little thick. But again, that is unfortunately a privilege that our male counterparts have that women don't, and we're going to own it, right? And we're going to take that back. There was some conversation though about delivery, right? And understanding that sometimes you might not have the best delivery, right? And how can you cultivate that delivery in a way that's a bit more palatable, not so that you can make yourself, you know, accepted by others, but so that what you're ultimately trying to achieve is really absorbed, right? So there was some conversation and discussion around that. And then there was even some conversation discussion about turning it off once you get home, right? What works in the boardroom, what works in the, you know, in our classrooms, what works in our offices isn't necessarily what works in your intimate relationships. And how sometimes being a type A alpha female that consistently dominates, you have to learn to turn that switch off when you get home. So
that's super interesting. I wish I would have been able to hear that, because I think that is
not on a good event.
When I saw the lineup of every, I forgot what I was doing that weekend, why I couldn't go, but they put on so many good events. This is a big shout out for Social X Milwaukee, which is an organization. It's like a networking organization that is specifically was founded to, try to impact brain drain in Milwaukee, specifically with Black and Brown communities, of trying to get people to move to Milwaukee, get people to stay in Milwaukee, and for young, I think when they started, millennials were in their 20s. Now we're, a lot of us are in our 30s.
Some of us are even 40. We're knocking on 40.
But they're still doing, I mean, they just had their homecoming week this in June, the week of, it was actually my birthday. Tania, who is one of the founders, her birthday is a day after mine. We're almost birthday twins.
Aww, and I think so, I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah. And so everything that, were you at their neon party?
No, I didn't make it to that.
Yeah, that was very fun. All right. Well, in the last couple of minutes we have, I'd love to hear more about what your organization, the Dreamer.
Yes.
Sorry, the Dreamer Incorporated.
Dreamer Next Door.
Dreamer Next Door. Sorry, Dreamer Next Door Incorporated. No, what is the work that you do with that organization that you founded?
Yeah, so as you sort of alluded to earlier, I did a TEDx talk, and that TEDx talk, I did it in, I think, April 2019, and it was the first time that I revealed publicly that I was an undocumented immigrant. It was a pretty pivotal moment for me. It was very therapeutic, but it was a real shift, and what I didn't want that sort of moment to turn into was a moment, right? I wanted something that would keep the dialogue and the discourse growing, at least locally. Hopefully, it advances nationally, and so I created a scholarship fund, and that is our primary focus. The Dreamer Next Door is designed to alleviate the financial burdens of higher education on undocumented immigrants, along with education and mobilizing millennials on pressing socio-political issues, particularly immigration reform. So we have a huge scholarship fund. Well, not huge. That's an exaggeration. But we have a solid scholarship fund. We award scholarships annually because Dreamers do not qualify for FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. So that's a piece of the work we do.
That is. And how many different scholarships have you given out since you founded the...
So we started in 2019. We've given out, I want to say five.
All right. That's on that.
Five
incredible.
Or six. So, hey, I'm not Susan G. Komen. I'm not, you know, any of these. But I think having lived the experience, even $100 made a difference in me being in college, not having student aid, right? And so we don't give out anything less than $1,000. And, you know, if we impact one life, my heart is filled.
Absolutely. So is that for applicants who receive the scholarship, is it specific to people who are in Wisconsin? Is it national?
No, it is national. Okay. So anyone, any Dreamer, all you have to be is an undocumented immigrant, have evidence of that. So TPS status, DACA status, something like that, and it be enrolled in a JUCO, a community college, or two-year, four-year institution.
All right. That is very good to know. And I will link that in everything. We're still working out all the kinks as far as where people can listen to the show after it's live.
Okay.
And so, but as far as a recap, I definitely want to put all of the different things that we talked about and where people can find the Dreamer Next Door. But also, so when you're a public speaker and you do, I think even this morning you had a speaking engagement. So what are the different topics that people can hire you to come talk about?
I can talk about, you know, millennials and corporate America, anything related to corporate America professions, demographics that are sensitive to me, anything about being Black, about being a woman, about being an immigrant, and sort of the social dynamics around that. So many things I've talked about, how to advocate for yourself in the workforce as a woman, as a millennial, as a young, a ton of things. We can curate it to your needs.
Awesome. All right. Well, where can people find you?
On LinkedIn, my name, Isioma Wabuzer. You can go to my website, www.imisioma.com. You can find me on Facebook, Isioma N. You can find me on Instagram, Isioma N. Twitter, Isioma Wabuzer. I'm on all the platforms.
Perfect. She is everywhere. You can find her. Well, thank you. I can't wait to have you back because this has been a very easy 2 hours. And we've talked, able to, I think, bring a very interesting perspective to a lot of different topics. And so thank you for spending 2 hours with me today.
Thank you for having me. Hey, Luke, I know he's crazy somewhere in the background. Thank you, guys. You guys have been amazing.
All right, this has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll see you tomorrow.